Grant and Andrew are registered representatives with securities offered through GF Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Grant is an investment advisor representative with investment advisory services offered on a free basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. This is the Global Wealth Show, brought to you by Global Wealth Management. Your hosts are Grant Connes and Andrew Costa, along with the Retirement News Network's Megan Mozak. Both Grant and Andrew are financial co-authors of the books Successonomics and The Ultimate Success Guide, and have been featured and quoted in The Wall Street Journal, USA Today, and Newsweek, as well as local affiliates including NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox. Global Wealth Management is a South Florida investment management firm that specializes in capital preservation, income investment, and estate planning strategies for those planning for or living in retirement. Now, here are your hosts, Grant Connes and Andrew Costa.
Hi, everyone. I'm Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network. I'm here with South Florida's financial advisors, Grant Connes and Andrew Costa. They are the founders of Global Wealth Management. They have several convenient meeting locations for you. I want to list them for you. They're located in Fort Lauderdale, Boca Raton, Coral Springs, Weston, Aventura, and Coral Gables. And here's their phone number. You can reach them for a retirement roadmap review when you call 888-6-GLOBAL. That's 888-645-6225. Well, do you worry if you've saved enough money for retirement or if you'll run out of money? Well, I don't need to tell you, but it really is a whole new ballgame for anyone retiring today. You've got interest rates, they're extremely low. Pensions are just a thing of the past. And then the stock market can't make up its mind if it's a bull or a bear. And we're living longer than ever before. And you've got the cost of healthcare going through the roof. And if that weren't enough, there have been some key changes made to Social Security claiming strategies, and that alone could cost you tens of thousands of dollars. So really, the bottom line here, Andrew, is that anyone retiring today really is, they're just surrounded with plenty of challenges these days.
You know, Megan, it's really true. And no wonder why the number one fear is running out of money in retirement. You know, according to CBS News, they actually did a study on this, and Americans fear running out of money in retirement more than they fear death itself. So the question would be is, how do you make your money last? How do you avoid that? How do you avoid running out of money? How do you enjoy the same lifestyle well into your 80s or your 90s? Well, you know, on today's show, that's what we're going to talk about. We will reveal the six different strategies to make your money last. Six different strategies that'll stand up to the challenges that you'll face in retirement today. So if you worry about whether you're going to run out of money in retirement, if that's a worry that you think about a lot, don't miss today's show. We're going to go into that very deep into these six different strategies, and I'm looking forward to the show today.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. These six strategies you heard Andrew talking about, these are ways to help you put to rest your fears of going broke in retirement. And it is a legitimate fear, guys. I mean, let's start with something that it's not easy per se, but I think it's something that most people are at least somewhat familiar with, and that's Social Security. Grant, how can Social Security planning affect how long your money lasts once you retire?
Well, Megan, it all starts by, you know, understanding exactly how Social Security benefits works, kind of the ins and outs, and getting educated and familiar with what's available, what the strategies are. You see, there's over 500 ways to claim a Social Security check. There's 2,000 rules for those 500 ways. So you got to do a little bit of homework. It's not as simple as just taking it at 62 or 66 or 70. You really got to look further into it. And the fact is every year that you wait from age 66, full retirement age, to age 70, your benefit base grows by 8% a year. So it's kind of like an investment that is growing by 8%. So it's very predictable as to what it is every year you wait. You know exactly what it is. So if you can afford to wait, that's great. But the earlier you start collecting from Social Security, the less money that you'll get for the rest of your retirement. So you definitely got to think of Social Security not just as a monthly benefit and what you're going to get monthly, but really what you're going to get over a lifetime, you know, because the difference between taking it at 62 and taking it at 70 can be literally mean, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in additional income in retirement. With that said, you know, we always say Social Security is not a math problem. It's more of a personal thing. And it's really what's right for you. And Andrew, you know, we talk about this a lot, but Social Security is definitely something people need to take a look at. They need to get their arms around it. And that's something we do, you know, with our retirement roadmap review.
Yeah, definitely agree. And I mean, we, you know, we visit with so many people and it really is amazing how many, you know, don't know that there are these strategies around Social Security in order to try and maximize what it is that you receive. And, you know, to be honest, any sound retirement plan starts with a foundation to maximize your income in retirement. That is the start of it. And the very first step would be optimizing your Social Security benefits. If you take your Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if we could show you a few strategies, little known strategies, you could generate as much as $100,000 or more in additional lifetime income. So I want you to discover how you can maximize your Social Security benefits. And we'll do that with a complimentary customized Social Security analysis. And to get your analysis, you must have at least $250,000 saved for retirement and be one of the first 10 callers on the show today. The number is 888-6-GLOBAL. That's 888-645-6225. It never hurts to get a second opinion on your retirement plan. Give us a call at 888-645-6225.
So in addition to that phone number Andrew just gave you, you can also find Andrew and Grant online at their website. Go to askglobalwealth.com. That's askglobalwealth.com. And you can begin that process of getting your own personal retirement roadmap review. That phone number again for you, 888-6-GLOBAL. That's 888-645-6225. And we're talking about these things today. Andrew, let me ask you about Social Security. How have you seen that change over the years?
Well, Megan, it's definitely changed quite a bit over the years. One very recent change that happened for those that were taking advantage of some of the Social Security strategies is they ended one of the apply and suspend strategies that was out there, and so that's kind of gone now, I won't even get into how it worked because it's not available anymore. But the other big Social Security change that's happened over the years is, I would say the most obvious thing is that the full retirement age has gone up. It was 65 years old and it really depended on when you were born. But for those born in 1960 or later, full retirement age is now 67 years old. So they're pushing it back. And, you know, if you think about it, that's, we know all the problems that are out there with Social Security. That's just going to continue to be pushed back for those of us that are younger and younger. So, you know, it wouldn't be surprising that one day it's 70 and so on and so forth. In regards to Social Security, you should also keep in mind that your retirement benefits get larger for every month that you delay taking Social. So, you know, as we're all living longer, it may be worth considering how long you can live without accepting that Social Security benefit, depending on your other sources of income. Of course, the longer you can push it off, the more you're going to get. And it actually mathematically does come out to be a bigger benefit. But as Grant said, life isn't a math problem. So, you know, you have to be careful with that. And we can help you kind of work through that.
Now, I do have another question about Social Security. Grant, when is the best time to claim your Social Security benefits?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, Megan, it really all depends on your personal situation. You know, no two retirement plans that we see are going to be the same. You know, when you start claiming your Social Security benefits, you should decide when to take it based on the rest of your portfolio and how that's set up and how much you've already saved for retirement and how much is that's going to generate an income. Because, you know, if you're in a position where you can't work anymore, but you don't have much in your nest egg, you may need to start claiming your Social Security benefits as soon as you can. But on the other hand, if you've done a great job saving and building your retirement funds up over time, you might not need that extra income right away. And you're probably better off just waiting a few more years and kind of letting that Social Security benefit grow at, like I said, 8% a year. And I sat down with some clients just this past week, Ron and Laura, and they were 61 and 62 years old, and they had saved very well for retirement. But they decided to take their Social Security early, or they were planning to take it early, because their Social Security plus their income from their investments exceeded their expenses every month by about $2,000 or $3,000. And what was important to them in their life was to, you know, travel more when they were younger. They you know, they had some things on their bucket list, so to speak, that they'd like to accomplish before they, you know, maybe got later in life, and they weren't able to do that. And that Social Security check, even taking it early, was something important to them. So there's not any rhyme or reason. Everybody has a different opinion as it relates to retirement planning and relates to Social Security and when they're going to take it, whether they're still working or not, or they need it, or they have other plans like these folks did. But the bottom line is, you know, and Andrew, we talk about this all the time, but it all starts with putting a plan in place, because you can't really factor investments and Social Security unless you have a formalized plan to get you there.
Definitely, Grant. And, you know, we're talking about making your money last, and maximizing your Social Security can be kind of that first strategy to help you do that. But, you know, do you ever wonder if your retirement savings will last? Is that something you think about? Have you saved enough? Do you worry you could, you know, wind up being 85 years old, full of life and flat broke? I mean, that's when we think about, you know, running out of money, that's what we're talking about, being 85 years old and all of a sudden, now what? You know, and according to CBS News, the vast majority of Americans are fearing running out of money in retirement more than they fear death itself. So we can help you create a plan so you never worry about running out of money in retirement again. The answers are in our complimentary, customized, worry-free retirement income plan. We actually call it our retirement roadmap review. And this plan is going to reveal, first of all, how long your current savings will last in retirement. We'll be able to show you that exactly. We'll also show you the best options to make sure that your money is going to work for you, how to optimize your Social Security benefits, and most important, a strategy, an actual strategy that could help you never ever run out of money in retirement. We'll also show you how to uncover all the undisclosed cost of your portfolio to make sure you're not paying too much money. We'll show you how to maximize your income and reduce your risk. And if you've recently retired, or you're retiring within the next 5 years, and you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, be one of those first 10 callers on the show today to schedule your complimentary customized analysis. The number's 888-6-GLOBAL. Again, that's 888-645-6225. It never hurts to get that second opinion on your retirement plan. And if you don't have a plan, let's go ahead and get started. The number again is 888-645-6225.
Well, today, one in four 65-year-olds will live beyond the age of 90, and one in 10 will live past the age of 95. And these statistics, they improve every year. So just imagine what it's going to be like 10, 20, even 30 years from now. How will you make your money last as long as you do in retirement? Coming up next, Andrew and Grant reveal two more income strategies to generate a consistent and steady stream of income for the rest of your life.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck, and from politics to the media, it's pretty safe to say the establishment is having a very long streak of really bad days. Maybe it's because their priorities are out of whack, serving themselves first instead of serving those they're supposed to be helping. The only wealth management firm in the Miami-Fort Lauderdale area that you'll ever hear me talk about is Grant Connes and Andrew Costa with Global Wealth Management. Now, they are as close to the opposite of the establishment as I think you can get. The big box store advisors, the establishment advisors, they pull a product off the shelf and by golly, let's go with this one. That's not the way it happens with Global Wealth Management. They custom fit everything to you. It's actually refreshing. An anti-establishment group in a sea of establishment advisors. Get the right team to help make sure your investment, your tax and estate plan is right for you. Global Wealth Management, 888-645-6225, 888-645-6225.
Securities offered through GF Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
This is the Global Wealth Show on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, everyone. Megan Mozak here from the Retirement News Network alongside Grant Connes and Andrew Costa. They are South Florida's financial advisors. I think it's safe to say retirement planning is a lot more challenging today than ever before. You've got interest rates that are incredibly low. Pensions are nothing but a distant memory. And the stock market is just on a razor's edge. Then we're living longer than ever before. And you've got the cost of healthcare bursting at the seams. Now, these are really just some of the reasons why the number one fear of anyone retiring today is running out of money in retirement. So in this segment, we're going to reveal two more of the six different strategies to make your money last as long as you do. And before the break, we were talking about Social Security and how that can help solve the retirement income puzzle so you don't outlive your savings. Grant, what's next on the list?
Well, Megan, number two on the list really should be number one because it's, you know, the most basic part of any type of financial planning, and we call it creating a budget. You know, you want to begin by deciding, you know, what your retirement will look like. What do you want it to be like? What kind of lifestyle do you want to have in retirement? You know, are there any retirement dreams that you have, for example, or aspirations? You know, maybe it's to buy a vacation home in the mountains or on the beach, or maybe there's a vacation that you've always dreamed of, or perhaps there's, you know, you simply want to just take more time to visit your grandchildren or your children more often, or be able to, you know, give more money to your church or your favorite charity. Well, whatever it is and whatever your goals are, you have to decide what they are, and you have to decide how much you need to budget for that. How much are they going to cost you? I mean, that's the appropriate way to start planning for retirement. Then you look at how much you have saved already, and then you have to determine if there's any adjustments that might need to be made to that. You know, how much you're going to need on a monthly basis to contribute to reach those goals and do those things you want to be able to do in retirement. I mean, it's a lot of work. I mean, it's not easy. You know, a lot of people think you can just get to retirement, hit the switch, and it's on autopilot. And that's not the way it is. In fact, you know, the number one question that we get when we sit down with you know, prospective clients, you know, primarily pre-retirees, is, have I saved enough for retirement? And, you know, what is all this money that I've accumulated for 20 and 30 years? What's that going to equal in income in retirement? How do I do this? And that's really where planning comes in, proper planning. You know, we see a lot of people, you know, flying by the seat of their pants in retirement, and they're just hoping they get it right. And I don't know about you, but for me, I want to know for sure that I'm going to get it right. And the way to get it right is to actually have a formalized plan, not a bunch of investments, but literally sitting down with a financial planner that's well-versed in retirement planning, who's going to not only put together an investment plan, but they're going to put together an income plan, a healthcare plan, a tax plan, and a legacy plan, and looking at all of these elements of wealth management together and making sure that they're working properly for you so that you can do those things you want to be able to achieve in retirement.
The first two strategies we talked about to make sure your money lasts through all of your retirement are knowing when and how to claim Social Security and creating a budget. And Grant, on paper, those ideas, they seem pretty simple, but I know most people probably don't even know how to begin working on those steps. So what's your advice here?
Well, my advice here would be to follow strategy number three, which is to work with a financial professional. And here's why. You know, you think of your financial life as being divided into two different phases. That first phase is, we call it the accumulation phase, when you're building your nest egg and you're trying to grow your assets through your working years. And the goal there is you want your money to grow as much as possible so you have as much money as possible during retirement. And then you move into that second phase, which is that we call it of your financial life, which is called the retirement years. We also refer to it as the capital preservation and income phase. And once you retire, you know, making your money grow really isn't as important as sustaining a livable income without having to go back to work. I mean, that's the goal at that point of your life. I mean, anybody can really grow money over time. I mean, if you think about it, you just buy a mutual fund and let it go. But anyone with enough discipline can save that money. But making sure that you never run out of money in retirement, that's much more difficult and much more complicated. So that's where working with a professional can be extremely helpful, but not just any professional. It's extremely important to make sure that you're working with an advisor or a planner who's well-versed in retirement income planning. There are many different types of advisors out there in this world. Some are good and they specialize at growing your money. And there's others that specialize in taking care of your money and making sure that the income lasts as long as you do. That's what we do here at Global Wealth Management. It's very focused as to what we do. And it's really important to make sure that you're working with somebody if you're either living in retirement now, or if you're within 5 to 10 years out from retirement, somebody that specializes in retirement income planning.
Now, what should we be looking for, Andrew, when we're trying to find a retirement advisor? What kind of qualities do you think are really important here?
Well, Megan, the most important thing to look for an advisor that makes you, you know, feel comfortable. And this is your money. I mean, it's your life savings, no less, that we're talking about. So if you don't feel 100% comfortable trusting that person to handle your money, just please walk away and keep searching. Don't be afraid to interview them and ask them, you know, many questions as you need to really feel satisfied and that your concerns are met. Remember this, you are the one hiring someone to work for you, not the other way around. So make sure they're knowledgeable. You know, make sure you've kind of feel out whose interests are they more worried about. Is it theirs or is it yours? I would advise you also just to pick out someone that really truly specializes in what it is that you're trying to solve for. If you're 40 years old trying to grow your money for the next 20 years, don't pick out a retirement advisor that, you know, specializes in conservative income investing and planning like us. We're not the double your money overnight firm. We wouldn't be good for that. We're more for the people that are really trying to preserve what they have, create income, you know, not go backwards and be a little bit more on the safe side. And so, you know, figure out the specialized part of it. Make sure they've got a good team in place. You know, check out their office location. Make sure that that feels good to you. And just make sure that it's someone that's plan-based and not just pushing some sort of product on you. It really is all about the plan and less about the product.
There are so many important components that make up that successful retirement plan. Nothing's going to be as important as your ability, though, to generate income in retirement, because when you retire, income truly is king, and your ability to generate income, it's going to dictate your lifestyle in retirement. I think a lot of people feel like that's kind of difficult these days, but that's where you come in. That's how you can help, right?
Definitely, Megan. You know, parking your money in the bank, we all know that's just not going to work in today's environment. And nobody's willing to risk their life savings in the stock market, or hopefully that's not what you're willing to do. And, you know, any single investor could easily get crushed on Wall Street. So what do you do? You will get the answers to that question with our complimentary, customized, worry-free retirement income plan. We call it our retirement roadmap review. We'll show you so many things. We'll show you how long your current savings will last in retirement. We'll put that plan together for you, that physical written plan for your retirement income plan. We will analyze your investments for the cost of those investments. So many of you are paying 2 to 3 times more than you think you're actually paying, and that can add up to hundreds of thousands of dollars. In fact, I met somebody the other day that had a $6 million portfolio and was paying $120,000 a year and had no idea. So we'll show you that cost analysis. We'll analyze your portfolio for risk, make sure you're not taking on too much risk and you don't get hurt in the next market correction, and so much more. So if you've recently retired or you're retiring in the next 5 years, and you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers on the show today to schedule your complimentary customized analysis. The number's 888-6-GLOBAL. That's 888-645-6225. And you know, it never hurts to get that second opinion on your retirement plan. And if you don't have a plan, let's go ahead and get started. The number's 888-645-6225.
Well, according to CBS News, Americans fear running out of money in retirement even more than they fear death itself. So how can you ensure you don't run out of money in retirement? How can you stretch every last dollar you've saved? Andrew and Grant have more answers for you coming up next.
You're listening to the Global Wealth Show on the Retirement News Network.
In today's uncertain world, is your financial strategy built to last? Can it stand up to the issues facing today's global economy? How will it respond to continuing global terrorism? Or if the Fed raises interest rates, can you afford to wait and find out with an even bigger loss on Wall Street? Call Grant or Andrew at Global Wealth Management and let us stress test your financial plan with cutting-edge portfolio modeling software. Don't go to bed tonight unsure when you can be more confident of what your financial future holds. Call 888-645-6225. That's 888-645-6225. Schedule your financial plan. Stress test right now. It's complimentary with no obligation. 888-645-6225. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through GF Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.